Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ and co-host of The Steakhouse, Rusty Manziel.
I'm here.
Am I going to have to break you two up
today? No, we're good until about 9:02. We're good.
Well, the station is just shiny the days that Rusty comes in here bringing all the clout with the platforms you're on these days.
Oh, boy.
What's your schedule like this week?
I get paid to talk this week.
Attaboy.
It's one of those... I woke up this morning around 4:45. I took a shower, and I really had one of those moments where I'm like, you know what? This is what you do. So it's time to clock in. So
yeah.
Next 3 days will be on.
I love that. I've done a number of interviews over in Alabama this week, and I keep getting the same question. And I'm like, dude, I don't know why y'all asking me. I know I live here. But the question I keep getting from people in Alabama is like, how confident do you think Georgia is going this weekend? And I've asked a couple of people. I want you to answer it because I genuinely, I don't know. I don't have a feel for it at all from the Georgia side. I know how I feel as a Bama fan. Do I feel confident? No. But from the Georgia side, what's the emotion like?
I don't like the term boogeyman, but this is the Kirby's 1-6. I mean, there's no way to dance around that. I know Kirby's a million people's asked questions about that. And everybody asked me in the offseason, man, I can't wait for Texas to come here. The home schedule is crazy. What do you think is the biggest game? The biggest game is Alabama, period. They don't dance around it. I don't care about Arch Manning in July and all that stuff. It's Alabama. Georgia's 1-6. And the way they've lost that series, the way they've lost games and, you know, the wild endings, and it's just the storylines there, it's Alabama. And Georgia needs to find a way to win one to kind of get a little bit of momentum in this series.
Rusty, do you think that they're going to pull up the Florida State tape and say, hey, that's how they use Castellanos. We have a guy that plays quarterback that can run as well. Are they going to try to do some of that stuff against Alabama with Gunnar Stockton? Because, look, I think Gunnar is really kind of coming into his own. He's kind of, you know, taking it out. He really showed his arm can win football games up in Knoxville, but he's still pretty good with his legs.
Well, he's not Thomas Castellanos. And I'll tell you, I watched him at Ware County. Kirby Smart begged him. He begged him to come to Georgia to play running back, and everybody did.
Wow.
And Kirby Smart, they did everything they could to talk Thomas Castellanos into playing running back at Georgia. And credit to him, he said, I want to play quarterback. And he stick to his guns, and he's an athletic guy. So, yes, to answer your question, Gunnar Stockton in the run game is going to have to – you have to have that.
Yeah.
He took a shot on the first series against Austin Peay, and they shut him down. They did not do any of that run game stuff again against Tennessee. They did. You have to have Gunnar Stockton involved in a run game. You have to have the defense account for him every play. It just drives people nuts. So is he Thomas Castellanos? No, but he can't hurt you with his legs. So I think that part of the game will be involved.
Well, I, And what's interesting about it, too, now they go about their business the same, not the same way, but I think it's interesting to me how these two teams have sort of mirrored each other over the years, even though you just mentioned, and I think the word that Pat Forte used on air with us yesterday was the psychoanalysis of Kirby Smart. It was the psychoanalysis. Yeah. It was like, okay. But it's interesting to me because I don't think either one of these teams are up front on defense, on the defensive line, what they have been.
Correct.
I don't think either one of these teams are on the offensive line, what they have been. This used to be a trench war slugfest between these two teams.
Too deep.
Yeah. And so I brought this up to you a minute ago. I think this was Cole Kublik. I actually heard talk about this yesterday, that the Georgia defensive line doesn't have a sack this year, which I thought was – I was like, no way. And then I started kind of going back through my mind, and I was like, maybe they don't. And I think that's shocking. I said going into the year in our SEC preview that we did that I thought Elo Mendoza was going to bust on the scene.
Yeah.
But we just haven't seen that performance out of the defensive line.
They got to find some guys. And really, truthfully, Georgia gets negative recruited because on the defensive line because they don't have the stats. You know what I mean? Like Trayvon Walker in 3 years at Georgia had 9 sacks. He had 20 the last two in NFL.
Yeah.
Okay. Their system is built for their inside linebackers and their third down package guys.
Yeah,
that's why Jalen Walker's a first rounder. You know what I mean? And Smile Mundon had all these sacks, and Kobe Dean had all these sacks. So you get negative recruited now. How do you get sacks as defensive line? You're Jalen Carter, and you win a one-on-one. You just beat the guard, and you get a sack, negative 100%. Play. So I don't really the stats doesn't worry me. It's the lack of production on their third down sacks. Elo Mendoza, Gabe Harris, Chris Cole – they've got to find a way to get that. And you're coming out of a bye week. If you're Glenn Schumann and Kirby Smart, you take 2 steps back and go, okay, what didn't work and what can we do? Because I can tell you this, the most popular term is the old cross dog, 2 linebackers just splitting in the A-gap. Mm-hmm. Tennessee was ready for that. They ate Tennessee up 2 years in a row with those blitzes, and Tennessee was ready for that. Joey Aguilar got the ball out of his hands. So, you know, how's Georgia going to counter the Alabama with Ty Simpson trying to create pressure there?
Love it.
Kind of piggyback off of that, where do you think the keys for success for Kirby are this weekend to pull this off?
Well, you know, listen, Georgia's 53-4 at home under Kirby Smart, and one of those losses was a Hail Mary in Tennessee. The last loss they had in 2019, they lost in 2 overtimes, and they turned the ball over 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
Sanford Stadium, for all the times, it's been, I would say, kind of some wine and cheese crowd. And when it gets rocking, it's as good as anywhere in the country. I expect that home crowd to be electric Saturday night.
Yeah.
That can help you a lot. Mike knows that and affect games. Georgia needs to find a way to kind of play their game. For whatever reason, this is the one, Mike, where Georgia hasn't been able to kind of dictate the pace against Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama's played their game. Georgia likes to muck it up and wear you down in second half and just kind of impose their will. They haven't been able to do that. So I think I talked to somebody yesterday. I said, this practice has been physical this week? And they go, hell yes, they have been.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Kirby knows when you play Alabama and all these big boy SEC teams, but particularly Alabama, this is a grown-ass man game.
Yeah, it definitely is. And just hearing you say that brings – I don't know what the word is. Maybe it's a sense of jealousy.
Yeah.
Because I know what practices were when I was at Alabama and when Nick was at Alabama.
Yes.
I don't think it's that way anymore.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of comments about Kalen DeBoer adjusting to the type of coaching that is needed in the SEC. It's frustrating. I'm curious, though, and you talked about the atmosphere. Ty Simpson, and Kirby said this, he's one of the hottest quarterbacks in college football, coming off the FSU game.
Yep.
You mentioned Kirby's record against Alabama. Kalen DeBoer's record away from Bryant-Denny Stadium is awful.
Yes.
It's just awful. I mean, they beat, Wisconsin last year away from home, and then they beat –
I think he's 2-4 on the
road.
They
beat LSU away from home. Yes. There's 2 wins.
Lost to Oklahoma.
Lost to Oklahoma. Lost to Vandy. Lost to Tennessee. Yep. You lost the bowl game against Michigan. You lost to Florida State. And they've been ugly.
Yes.
Ugly.
Yes.
So I'm just curious what you think the success level will be this secondary, this defensive scheme of Glenn Schumann going up against Ty Simpson to get him out of the rhythm that he's found the last couple of weeks.
Well, first of all, you look for the Georgia side, they're going to take shots. And you'd be crazy not to if you're Alabama.
Yeah.
And what's a better play for Ty Simpson to dial it up going, I'm just throwing this one to Ryan Williams. I'm throwing this to Bernard. We're going to see one-on-one. We're going to manipulate it. We're going to run the motion. We're going to get you one-on-one with Daniel Harris, Ellis Robinson. Can you guys make plays? They're going to take shots. And they're going to take shots early. How do you get the crowd out of it? Jump on them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Put some doubt into Georgia. I would. It'd be crazy not to take a shot. After what Ryan Williams did last year,
yeah.
Obviously, you know, Georgia's going to have to know there. Georgia's got to make plays. The questions about Gunnar Stockton going into Tennessee are the same questions about Ty Simpson going into Athens Saturday night.
That's a great point.
How is he going to handle this environment at night? Florida State, hell of an environment. Don't get mad at me, Mike and Sandra. It's not Sanford Stadium. It's not Sanford Stadium. It's 7:30. I can assure you that Saturday night and at 9 o'clock Saturday night. Because I'm telling you now, everybody's going to be really lubed up coming walking that stadium Saturday night. You know
no
how
doubt.
It is. You know what
Golly.
I mean?
So, man. You
know, I'm guaranteeing that part.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We are talking with co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ and co-host of the Steakhouse, Rusty Manziel. Okay, you said boogeyman earlier. It's the boogeyman for Kirby.
It is.
We're two sleeps away at this point. So mentally, where is Kirby right now? Where do you think how do you think he's feeling? Focused? Anxious?
I would say year two, he probably not sleeping an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kirby does a good job of seeing the bigger picture. Like this isn't an entire season. This is a massive game. There's a lot riding on this. It's not 2017 where if you lose to Alabama, like, oh, God, are we even gonna get in the playoffs? Can we get an SEC championship? All those things. It's not make or break for anybody. This is a huge game because it's 1-6 in what Kirby. I know him. I know how competitive he is. I know he wants this game. I know this team wants this game. I know everybody understands that. But I think Kirby's probably understands you got your game plan put in. He's been in a lot of big games. He knows what to expect Saturday. The recruiting section sold out. They know how to handle, you know, all the recruits coming in. He'll be pretty much on autopilot until he walks out on that field and you have to react to how things go Saturday night.
I think that's such a good point, too, because I've had the question a ton this week. What does this game mean for Alabama? I think the conversation, what does this game mean for Alabama and what does it mean for Kalen DeBoer are two completely different things.
Yes.
Now, does it mean a lot for Alabama this year? Yes. But your point of, like, what this game was 8-9 years ago, it's completely different. Like, right. I was making this point the other day. It's, like, not as stressful for me to watch Alabama lose because I'm like, okay, if something happens – you know, you change coordinators, you bring in a JUCO transfer at quarterback.
It's
so much different.
It's so hard to reprogram your mind as a college football fan.
Yeah.
I looked at Alabama this morning. If Alabama were to lose this game, Mike, they got Vandy at home next week.
I know.
Week, undefeated.
I'm thinking about going to that one. That is not going to be good.
Dude, they've got 45 seniors or grads. 45 seniors or grads.
Yep.
Then they go to Missouri.
Not good.
Then they have Tennessee at home.
Not good.
I mean, there's a lot of there's pressure on Georgia to flip this series or get some momentum in this series. This is a huge game for Alabama's season right here to me.
And that's what I was saying a minute ago, and that's what I was alluding to, is like, yeah, this is a big game for Alabama. This is a massive game for Kalen DeBoer. It's a massive game for Kalen DeBoer. If you're going to be the long-term solution at head coach after Nick Saban leaves, you can't drop this game because all of a sudden the doubt creeps in. And even though you're at home against Vandy next week and I'll be sitting in the stadium – it's like, dude, it's a slippery slope over there in Tuscaloosa right now.
You lose this game, and that Monday call-in show will be that Monday call-in show will be real interesting because, listen, he's beat Georgia. He beat Georgia last year. And I think the bigger picture is if you beat Georgia, if you're Alabama, and you were to slip up one more time, you have that in your resume. You have that because you want to trust that Georgia's going to keep winning. You know, LSU beats Clemson. They're like, hey, we got that in our pocket.
Yeah.
Now Clemson's 1-3, and you're like, damn.
I know. I'm like the biggest Florida State fan now. I'm like,
help us. Baby. Yeah. That didn't help us.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Florida State might be the best team in the country.
Yeah, miracle. again, a team that got turned around with Portal.
Yeah.
You know, God awful last year.
That's a good point. Yep, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Rusty, when are you heading out to Athens?
Tomorrow. I got a show tomorrow night at Hotel Indigo. And
big time, boy.
That's that'll be fun. I got a show Saturday morning. And
a lot of irons in the fire, this guy.
Yeah.
A lot. This will be – I don't get paid for my writing skills. You know what? You know what? I say this a lot. I think I was in the third grade, and you used to get a report card, and there was no online parent. And you either got like S, N, or U. So an S was satisfactory, N was needs improvement, and a U was unsatisfactory. I had a teacher one time tell me that I talk too much. I had a teacher tell my parent, my dad one time on a teacher note, said, Rusty is your teacher's worst nightmare. He can talk and pay attention at the same time.
Wow.
You know what?
There you
go. This weekend, for that teacher that gave me an N, you know what? I get paid a damn talk now. So I haven't forgotten that,
baby.
My third grade teacher. I haven't forgotten that.
Love how that stuff sticks with you. Rusty, thanks for fitting us into your schedule this week.
Nice stuff, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.